Today I want to talk about that crowd and this crowd, and then I want us to be reminded that it's not about either one. That crowd. What about that crowd? Were they as guilty as the rest? Some scholars say no. Some scholars say that crowds are fickle. The argument can be made that the crowd that followed Jesus that first Palm Sunday, they were thrilled that the Messiah had arrived. He had come at last, but when nothing happened, when there was no overthrow, and when Jesus was handed over to Pilate, they turned on him. Nothing here for us, they said. And when Pilate said, "What should I do with Jesus, who is called the Christ?" they said, "Crucify him. He's not the one." Other scholars say no. Other scholars say this was not the same crowd that appeared on Palm Sunday. They say, remember the hour. It was very early morning when Pilate brought out Jesus. And remember the place. It was not some large open area like a town square, but really a narrow street. By the time the Palm Sunday crowd was awake and in the streets, Jesus had already been condemned. He was already carrying his cross on his back. There's evidence for both sides, so you can make up your own mind. But I think more important is the fact that people can make or break a nation, a movement, and a church. Think about our national history. What level of responsibility did the people have for the treatment of Native American Indians? Was it all the government? Or the citizens, or half and half? What level of responsibility did the people have for perpetuating slavery? Was it all the governments? Or was it the citizens too? Or half and half? You can go down through history and ask that question of a number of different situations that occurred. Let me say three things about the crowd. First of all, the crowd is powerful. The crowd is powerful. We're plainly told here that the priests and the Sadducees would have ended Jesus' career sooner than they had, except that they feared the people. Notice that. They feared the people. In another place, we read that Pilate gave the judgment that he did, even though he had already made up his mind that Jesus was innocent and there was no case against him, but he did so because he was willing to content the people. The crowd is powerful. We shouldn't underestimate our power as citizens, as people. The second thing is this: a part of the crowd is also indifferent. You know, it's not enough anymore just to inform the crowd that something's wrong or that action has to be taken. The harder task is to convince the crowd, right? To convince the crowd of it. The crowd is not against Jesus Christ. Then or now, the crowd is not against Jesus Christ. Ask for a show of hands in any crowd who's in favor of Jesus, and most likely you're going to get a majority of hands going up. People aren't against Jesus, but so many are not willing to work or to sacrifice for the things that he is seeking. The great concern, in my opinion, the great concern of our day is not opposition, but indifference. Number three, the crowd can have whatever they want. We as the crowd, we can have whatever we want, right? But we have to want it passionately enough to go after it. Passion welds us into unity.